Okay, here's the plan. So, quickie. Yeah, but we're going to talk to Bigelow in a minute, and then we're going to do the top five poll questions of the month after that. All right?
Love it.
So it's still coming. Don't worry. Just had to take a little bit more time on baseball, which, by the way, there was the admiration for the segment is pouring in.
Smells like another award for the writers.
Jeff wrote in. He said, I'd be fine if you never do this segment again. And then Cody said, I am in agreement that this segment sucks and needs canceled. Try something like What's for Lunch? Baseball sucks, says everyone ever. Handshake beam.
Try something like What's for Lunch.
We don't get What's for Lunch because we don't get lunch.
I have not eaten lunch in the last 3 years.
We don't get lunch. But sometimes there's lunch that comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
But rarely, maybe once a month. And sometimes there's donuts left over from yesterday. And sometimes there's an email that comes in and is like, there's all these snacks in the break room. And then by the time we're done with our actual radio segments, we run out there to get the stuff and it's all gone. It's been vultured away.
Savages in this building.
Yeah. So that it's very hard for us to do What's for Lunch. We will not be doing What's for Lunch. We will be doing baseball.
Sports on your sports radio.
One from the 402 says,
hi, 402.
Baseball, do it, more baseball. And then we got this from the 402 also that says, got some good south wind today. I think those pitchers might be getting banged around this evening when the boys start swinging the wood. Probably see a few more dongs instead of those jam job fisters. Is this Nick Hanley?
Yeah.
Is Nick Hanley texting the show?
Sure sounds like it.
People
yes.
were saying that Nick is going to throw in a bunch of innuendos tonight. I'll be damned if he...
on your broadcast.
Not on my broadcast. I'm definitely not known for having fun and saying stupid things.
That's right.
Not up in here. This is a very serious situation. Nebraska basketball is back at it, and Robin is tweeting out that picture of Fred Hoiberg on the phone.
Oh.
So I think that means they're going to get a transfer here. It might be that tall guy from Washington.
Ooh, a tall guy.
Yeah.
Tall guy. What? Do you have
not Wilhelm Breidenbach.
Do you have a name?
No, his name is like Mia or something.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it jives with the rest of the team as currently constructed.
Oh yeah. I didn't even look. Let me see. Hold on. Let me make sure. Braxton. He's not white.
Could go either way.
He's not white.
Okay.
He might be a little white.
I don't like where you've taken this conversation.
You did it.
All right, what?
You started this. Yeah, I think that's the guy.
Okay.
So yeah, all the GIFs are
congratulations.
Out there. Yeah. John says baseball talk is much better than basketball talk. I don't know if I disagree, but I don't have any comment on that. And one
you, the guy who said that basketball is better than football.
I'm not sure about baseball, though. I never said anything about baseball.
That's
maybe
true.
Football's the third best. Also, how did you miss the Twins winning 8 in a row?
Well,
I didn't miss it, and I didn't even make the segment. The writers did. People have all – can't talk about all 30 of them.
The writers knew that the Twins are 15-13 and in fourth place in the AL Central after winning 8 in a row.
I know. They had been really bad, followed by an immediate spurt of being really good.
And it helps when you play the White Sox for 4 of those 8 games.
It does. I signed Kansas City Royals fan. The Royals are 6-1 against the White Sox this year. It's been nice. They are also, I think they're 5-1 against Houston. They already took care of Houston. Got those crap teams.
As a fan of a team with the Marlins in the same division, I hear you loud and clear there, buddy.
Negative Split Swimming writes in, what if you did a segment that was called, if I could have lunch, what would I order for lunch?
Ooh. I would love to do that segment.
I don't know. Sounds like is that an everyday thing? That seems hard. Anyway.
Maybe if Block 16's having a good special.
Hey, Creighton and Nebraska are going to play tonight. And
I think they are going to play.
Yeah, I think they're going to play. I think we'll be able to listen to it on the radio. and watch it on TV if you want to listen to John. But if you want to hear Nick talk about sex, listen to 1620 The Zone with me.
Well, when you put it like that.
That's right. And we'll be in the radio booth tonight, like radio people. We're usually in the TV, TV booth.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to have not as much space. We're going to be right next to each other. I'm a little worried about Nick getting all fired up, talking about fist jobs and stuff like that.
Am I going to be able to hear the in-house PA guy? Error charge to the second baseman?
Yeah, you might have that tonight. That sounds exciting.
That's how you know you're in a tiny radio booth.
There you go. There's all the reason to listen on 1620 The Zone. I don't know who's going to win. I don't have a good feeling about it. It's one of those games where you just throw out the records, Josh.
That's a rivalry.
Oh, interesting.
But I've heard this isn't a rivalry.
Yeah. Jeff says since they're playing on a Tuesday, I'm sure Nebraska will have no problems. They've had some problems on Tuesdays. It's a big week for Nebraska. It's a big week for Creighton, by the way, as well. They're more worried about winning conference games at this point. We'll take a break. Bigelow is coming up on the other side. We'll talk about that new transfer, his hatred of various Omaha staples, and his weirdo softball team next on 1620 The Zone. Speaking of baseball, dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you like to call them, we're talking about home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, that's today. You can love them even more. That's right. Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to hit a home run, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. Think about that again. You pick Bobby Witt Jr. to hit a home run, and he doesn't. But Vinny Pasquantino does. Or MJ Melendez does. Or Salvador Perez does. You get $5 in bonus bets every time that happens. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/Happer and get in on the Dinger Tuesday action. It's Dinger Tuesday with FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Happer. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. 21 and over, present in Iowa. Bonus issued is now withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.